Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning, welcome to the show, Grams. We have got an opportunity for you and your family, or you can go solo, to one of the world's largest video screens for a drive-in. I don't know what era you were born in, but drive-ins were economical for us to go to. It was a fun night. We got to see the movies of our choice. It was great. There's an opportunity right here in the Carolinas for you to do that. And we're going to talk about it because we got some dates coming up that you need to mark on your calendar. Scott Cooper from Charlotte Motor Speedway, Senior Vice President of Communications at Charlotte Motor Speedway, longtime supporter of Speedway Children's Charities. Good morning.
Hey, Fran, how are you this morning?
Anytime I can do a show about fun stuff, I'm in. Do you remember drive-ins back in the day?
Yes, I can actually remember going to drive-in movies with my grandfather. He actually took me in a small pickup truck, and I can remember going to drive-ins when I was a young boy. And we were fortunate enough, you know, last year during the pandemic experience, we actually hosted some drive-in movies here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. So it brought back a lot of memories for me, and it was fun for us to be able to utilize our 16,000 square foot Speedway TV to do some things to entertain people. And really, during the pandemic in 2020, just give people something fun to do that was still safe. We're excited to be able to bring back some of that entertainment this summer too.
Plus, you know what? If we go, we can actually support a good cause.
We have a great cause to support this year. Our drive-in movies are actually the drive-in to drive out hunger, and it's presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. So we're using these movie opportunities to raise awareness about the need for healthy food for everybody. Blue Cross Blue Shield has done a great job of trying to let people know that healthy food leads to healthy bodies, it leads to lower health care costs, etc. And there are thousands of families in North Carolina that struggle to put the right kind of food and the amount of food on the tables. And especially in the summertime, for children that may not have the options that they normally have with school to be able to get that solid meal each day. We're using this movie series as an opportunity to make people aware, and all of our proceeds are going to go to Speedway Children's Charities, and then they will in turn benefit area nonprofit that help fight childhood hunger.
I'm glad you mentioned the word healthy, because in America, we are some obese people. I guess it's because that food just tastes more tasty. And you know, like they say, you can't eat just one chip. I swear, Scott, when I open a bag of chips, I can't eat just one. It has to be the bag.
No, and it's not just that. I think part of it is regional. I mean, we have some wonderful Southern comfort foods that we've all gotten used to growing up in here in the Carolinas. And it may not always be the best food for you to eat. Boy, we gobble it down. There are a lot of people that just still are in need of even those foods. So the fact that we can do something and put a good cause behind people coming out just to have a good time and remind them that there is a need, give people the opportunity if they want to bring in some non-perishable items, some food items, some canned goods, we'll be able to collect those on the movie nights. But really, it's also about just not only pushing that good message, but encouraging people to get out, enjoy time again with friends and family. We're putting this pandemic in the rearview mirror. People can come out and enjoy these drive-in summer nights of fun with the movies. Bring their lawn chairs this year. If you want to put out a big blanket or a towel or sit in the back of a pickup truck, we've got plenty of space in our infield. And the HDTV, Speedway TV, is gigantic. So you've got a great view no matter where you park. So our drive-in to drive-out hunger movie series is going to be a lot of fun. And we've still got two more movies to go.
Because you had a good one. What was the movie that you had? Was it last week? Yeah.
It is. So we just kicked off this past week with the Pixar animated film called Trolls. It was a great family-friendly movie night, and the weather was good. We had a fantastic night. We've got two more, though, Fran. We've got one in July, on July 21st. We're going to show the Peanuts movie. So again, it's going to be something that's going to be geared toward kids and bring out the entire family. And then we're going to wrap things up in August, on August the 11th, with The Greatest Showman, which was just a fantastic musical. So we're going to have two more movie opportunities for people to come out and enjoy a good time on a Wednesday evening here at the Speedway this summer and support a good cause at the same time.
I like that Wednesday situation because on Wednesdays, we're trying to find something for dinner. We're tired of the leftovers. It seems like the drag of the week until we, you know, get toward Friday, but a Wednesday night?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, people are always looking for something to do now during the summertime, especially, you know, when you're looking for more activities to do with your kids. So to have an opportunity to come out and enjoy a night with family and friends at the Speedway, enjoy a great movie, a different kind of movie viewing experience. You can actually purchase your tickets. Your car pass really is what you're purchasing ahead of time online at speedwaycharities.org, or you can just buy your car pass when you get here to the infield tunnel to the Speedway. So it's very easy. Each car pass is good for one car, SUV or van. You can bring up to 10 people. Cost is only $30, so it's incredibly affordable. And like I said, the proceeds from these events are going to support Speedway Children's Charities and what they are doing with Blue Cross Blue Shield to fight childhood hunger. So it's a great reason to come out.
I love it. And what time does the sun go down these days? It starts as soon as the sun goes down?
We're actually starting a little earlier since we are on a Wednesday night to give those families with smaller kids an opportunity to get back home and get the kids in bed. But our gates will open at 5 p.m. so people can pack a picnic. They can bring some dinner, come in and enjoy it before the movie starts. The movie will start about 7:30. So we'll still be kind of at that dusk time. Things will be starting to get dark and the video screen is incredibly bright. It just looks amazing, but it's still a very safe atmosphere. People can come out, get out of their cars, enjoy themselves, have a good time this summer.
Wow, we can bring grandma. I bet we can put the dog in the car.
You can. Hey, generally, we're looking at up to 10 people per vehicle. So however you want to pack it, bring your neighbors, bring your extended family. It's just such a great opportunity to come out and enjoy something at the Speedway that you may not be used to. You know, even if you're not a race fan or a car show fan, so many people enjoy going to the movies. It's kind of like our Christmas light show that we do every year during the month of December. You know, it really doesn't matter if you're a sports fan or not. We are blessed to have an incredible venue here with a gigantic television screen. We like to put it to good use. And when we can do it for Speedway Children's Charities and show some great movies. I mean, the Peanuts movie, The Greatest Showman. I love that musical, The Greatest Showman. Just so good. So very excited about the two movies we have left this summer. And I want to invite everybody to come out and join us.
Definitely. And I have got to take time out right now to shout out your fabulous Kelly Watts, director of the Charlotte chapter of the Speedway Children's Charity. Hey, Kelly.
I'll tell you, Kelly and our team with Speedway Children's Charities, Samantha Filsick, they all work so tirelessly really throughout the year. And for people that are not that familiar with our charities and how they operate, Bruton Smith, our builder and founder, founded the charities more than 25 years ago. And basically, he wanted to create something here in Charlotte that would be a fundraising vehicle throughout the year that then gives back to charities that are benefiting people right here in the Charlotte region. So that's what they do throughout the year. They have fundraising events and opportunities with Speedway Children's Charities that engage sponsors, that engage fans. Many of those activities are surrounding our race weeks here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, but they also like to do things that are unique and different, like the drive-in to drive-out hunger movie night. Everything that they do throughout the year leads up to a great opportunity at Christmas where they have their annual grant distributions, and they literally benefit dozens upon dozens of charitable organizations that are doing great things in the community every year. And those charities count on Speedway Children's Charities to help fund some of their programs. We're excited this year that a lot of the monies that we'll be raising through the drive-in to drive-out hunger movie nights will actually be going back to local charities that fight childhood hunger. So they'll be the benefactors toward the end of the year to try to keep those efforts going. And we'll continue to do things to try to raise awareness along with Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina that hunger in our state is a big problem and people need to be concerned about it. Because when we can have food security for more and more families, then that's just going to make our overall healthcare costs are going to go down. People are going to feel better. It's just going to be really really a win-win for society in general.
And when you talk about the Charlotte Motor Speedway, I remember, Scott, I think it was maybe 20 years ago, you possibly had some kind of media event. And during this event, I swear a camel walked through, or an elephant. It was...
We've been known to do some things that are a little out of the box. Let's just say that from time to time. I have been part of a press conference here at one time where we were promoting kind of a pre-race show circus that we had tied into one of the races. We actually had a live tiger here. So yeah, you never know what you may end up seeing or coming in contact with when you come to Charlotte Motor Speedway. But what you do know is that you will have a good time. And we want families and their friends to come out and enjoy themselves. And when we can do things in the summertime, like the movie series or our summer shootout series racing that happens every Tuesday night, we want to be that good community partner and give people some very affordable options to come out and do things that are fun and that will create memories that will last them a lifetime.
Definitely. Mark those calendars. It's July 21st for the second movie. It's the Peanuts movie. It's $30 per car. Now, on August 11th, if you've got folks coming in or you need something to do, The Greatest Showman is airing, and that's $30 per car. So you can put up to 10 people in the car, the van, the pickup. Like Scott said, if you're just now tuning in, we got a new best friend. It's Scott Cooper. He's Senior Vice President of Communications at the Charlotte Motor Speedway and longtime supporter of Speedway Children's Charities. Now, you have been around for a while. What got you into that building, into the Charlotte Motor Speedway?
Fran, you must be looking at my gray hair.
No.
You say that I've been around for a while through this Zoom. Actually, I've been very blessed. I worked in local television for about 10 years and was actually at WBTV here in Charlotte, preceding the opportunity to come here to the Speedway. And there was an opening at the time in their PR department. They were looking for somebody that had a little more of a broadcast background to come work on the community relations and the PR side. I was fortunate enough to get the job, and now 20 plus years later, I'm still here having a good time with Charlotte Motor Speedway and Bruton and Marcus Smith and Greg Walter, our GM. And I'm very, very thankful to have been able to be a part of the Charlotte community, at least in a small way, through what Charlotte Motor Speedway gets a chance to do. Again, just to see what Speedway Children's Charities does on an annual basis throughout the year, and how they support so many good organizations locally. It just kind of warms your heart to be able to be a small part of that and to try to help them succeed.
Awesome. Before I let you go, and someone's listening now, and they do help children with our hunger issues that we have in America, but definitely here in the Carolinas, is there a way for nonprofits to partner or introduce themselves to the Speedway Children's Charities?
Yes. The best thing for any area nonprofit to do is to visit SpeedwayCharities.org. And again, they have a grant application process, and there are people like Kelly and Samantha with Speedway Children's Charities. We'll get back in touch with them, try to learn more about their program. And there is an application process to go through so that they truly take a great look at any deserving charity that's within the region that is doing something to help the direct needs of children. That's the biggest crux. So, you know, what that program is, what that effort is, if it's doing something to benefit kids, Speedway Children's Charities wants to know about it. Visiting SpeedwayCharities.org is the first step. And then, you know, coming out to see one of these drive-in movies, kind of see what we're doing right now. This is a great opportunity, too, to see Speedway Children's Charities and Charlotte Motor Speedway in action to try to give back to the community.
And we can follow you guys, too, on Twitter at @SCC_Charlotte, Instagram, @SCC_Charlotte. And right now, you can go to SpeedwayCharities.org and find out all the information we've been talking about today. If you want to go to the drive-in, I will see you there. Scott Cooper, our Vice President of Communications at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, has been our new best friend. I want to thank you.
You're very welcome, Fran, and thank you for the opportunity. And again, just want to extend a big welcome to anybody to come out and enjoy these drive-in to drive-out hunger movie nights. It's great to have a good time and enjoy some summer fun at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
All right. Your 1 hour public talk radio is up. I don't know where the time goes, but we do have some fun, especially that segment, right? I'm your hostess of the mostest, Francie Marie. Join us next week, same time, same station. And until we meet one day, you have a great week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now.
See you next week.
Please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.